Pete Souza, former chief official White House photographer for President Obama and director of the White House Photo Office, will give a visual presentation of exclusive photographs contained in his number one New York Times bestseller, Shade, A Tale of Two Presidents. It's taking place at the Bardavon in Poughkeepsie for an Oblong Books event on Sunday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. Shade tells the tale of the Obama and Trump years through visual juxtapositions that begin on Inauguration Day and move through the release of the Mueller report. Some call this throwing shade. Souza calls it telling the truth. Again, the name of the new book is Shade, A Tale of Two Presidents, and it's a pleasure to welcome Pete Souza to the roundtable. Pete, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on again, Joe.
Very nice to have you on the program. So give us a sense of what it has been like over the past year of traveling across the country, talking about this book and getting an idea of how people are reacting to it.
Well, I've done several live presentations around the country and also continue to make posts on Instagram where I interact with people almost every day, back and forth.
Give us a sense of those interactions. What are people fascinated by, do you think?
Well, I think it's I think they appreciate the contrast that I show between what's happening today with Trump and what a normal presidency under President Obama was like. So I'm often contrasting things that happened today with maybe similar situations in the past. And just a reminder to people that, especially young people, that what's happening today is not normal. This is not the way a president should behave. And I try to show President Obama in similar situations.
Is it really hard sometimes to find just the right image that is the correct juxtaposition between the two?
I would say that 90% of the time, an image comes to mind right away.
That's what I was afraid of.
I kind of have like a look. It's become low-hanging fruit, so I have a kind of a visual memory. So it's usually there's a spark right away, and it's just a matter of trying to come up with just the right caption to accompany the photograph. You know, usually humorous, sometimes sarcastic, sometimes biting. That's probably where I spend the most time, is just trying to come up with the right words to include with the photo.
What reaction, if any, have you gotten from President Obama as to this particular use of these photographs of throwing shade?
I have purposely not started a dialogue with him about that. I mean, I didn't even tell him that I was doing the original Shade book. Because I didn't want people to think that somehow he was involved. And I think he's aware of it. I talk to him every now and then, but we don't talk about my Instagram feed at all.
Yeah. You served as official White House photographer for President Reagan as well. So this is that, obviously, a Republican president. So you have seen the office, and what we are seeing now, even in that case, is still very, very different. I assume you could do it through the lens of the Reagan administration.
I could. I mean, I think it resonates more with President Obama because
sure.
He's fresher in people's minds, and obviously I was closer to President Obama than I was with President Reagan. But I will tell your listeners that I don't consider this a partisan endeavor. I often tell people that if Jeb Bush or John Kasich or Mitt Romney or had become president, I wouldn't be doing this because I believe even though I might fundamentally disagree with some of their policies, I think those men that I mentioned and many others are upstanding citizens and would have respected the office of the presidency, respect other people. And my contention is that Trump does neither, that he, you know, just disrespects people. You know, he lies to us every day. He bullies people. And I think as a result, he's disrespecting the office of the presidency. So this is more of a citizen shade, if you will, than a partisan shade.
Right. And yeah, and my only point about the Reagan administration is, I mean, it just shows of people who held the office and respected that office.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
When you think of your time in the White House and the access you had, and I know you and I have talked about this before, but give us a sense, because it was, you were always there, right? You had that opportunity. You were part of the wallpaper. You were in the room.
Yeah, I mean, I have to be in the room. I mean, if you're going to document the presidency for history, you need to always be there.
Right.
And you know, it sounds exciting, and it was oftentimes, but there's also a lot of hanging around, and as I like to say, watching the paint dry, when maybe not a lot is happening. But you don't know when history is going to be made, and that's why you always need to be there.
When you take those photos and you're done with them, who makes the call as to, all right, this is the one we would like to use, this is the one we would like to perhaps put out to pasture?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty simple process in that first of all, none of them get put out to pasture. Every photograph that I took was saved and is now at the National Archives, because photographs are documents, and under the Presidential Records Act, which was passed after Watergate by Congress in 1974, we had to save every single picture that we took. So none of them were put out to pasture. In terms of which ones were made public on the White House website or in a Flickr photo stream, that was myself or a photo editor that worked for me would make those decisions. I would ultimately sign off on the photograph. And then if it was from a kind of a behind the scenes situation, I would just run it by somebody in the press office, usually Josh Ernest, who was the deputy press secretary and then the press secretary.
You had a willing, I guess, was he always a willing or someone that had respect for you and your job, in the sense that the president really understood what it was that you were doing and the necessity to have someone at his side at all times taking photographs?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to put yourself in any human being's shoes, and to have somebody like me following them around all day taking pictures takes a little getting used to. And so, you know, I think it was probably more difficult for him the first few months. But I sort of have a way of doing my job without sort of interfering with, you know, what he's doing or what's taking place. And I think he became to appreciate my small footprint, if you will. And he definitely had an awareness of the importance of documenting visually any presidency for history. And, you know, really, my access was because of him. He trusted me. He's the one who let me in the room where it happened.
Is that, in just in your experience as a photographer, is it... rare to have that level of trust that you had with him? I mean, is that something that you treasure, or is that something that is maybe implied? It doesn't seem that way. It seems like it would be kind of lightning in a bottle.
Well, I think for any president and his or her White House photographer, it's dependent on that relationship. There are other, Yoshi Okamoto was the first civilian official White House photographer, and he's the one who set the bar so high because he had incredible access to LBJ and was an incredible photographer. But there's been others that have had good access, David Kennerly with Gerald Ford, and, Eric Draper had pretty good access with George W. Bush. So I think it really is dependent upon the president and the photographer and what kind of a relationship they have.
Who is the, do you know who the official White House photographer is now? I mean, do you know them personally?
It's a woman named Shayla Craighead. I mean, I know her. I don't know her that well.
And I assume you wouldn't want to be in her shoes.
no, I would
yeah.
not.
When you think about...
Well, I mean, I think the... I just want to be careful because, I'm very open about criticizing Trump, but I want to give my successor the, freedom to not be criticized by me. But
right.
I would say that for me, I think it would be difficult to, photograph somebody every day that I just don't respect at all.
Right.
And with Reagan, even though I wasn't necessarily aligned with him politically, as a human being, I respected him. And I thought, he respected the office of the presidency.
Right. Yeah, and no disrespect to her work, of course, but
it is
to what we were saying earlier of creating that bond. The presentation that you'll be doing at the Bar Divan with Oblong Books and Music on the 3rd of November. So how has this presentation evolved over the last couple of years?
Well, I think it's gotten better. I think I'm continually tweaking it. And I have it at a place now where I'm really excited to show it to people. I tweaked it even more for this latest segment of the book tour, and I think it brings out a lot of emotion, both tears and laughter, I'm excited to show it.
Well, again, Pete Souza will be at the Bar Divan in a Oblong Books and Music event for an Oblong Books and Music event Sunday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. And you can find out more information by going to bardivan.org or oblongbooks.com, oblongbooks.com or bardivan.org. The new book is out in paperback. It is Shade. Pete Souza, a great pleasure. Thank you very much. We look forward to having you in town.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much. Again, the new book is Shade. You can find out more about the event at the Bar Divan on Sunday, November 3rd by going to bardivan.org or oblongbooks.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.